You are listening to BensTorah.com.
I just want to review last week's questions, right? So last week's question, we saw that there is a monthly drift. The molad is drifts from one month to the next, and the molad drift is one day, 12 hours, 793 halakim. 793 halakim means 793 parts out of 1080. Now, why 793? So we saw at that time the Bnei Soschar. The Bnei Soschar says why? Because it's what it is the number 11, okay? And the number 11, which is the Vav and the He, times Chesed, times 72, plus 1 is equals to 793. 11 times 72 plus 1 equals 793. The Vav and the Hey, so we mentioned that the Yud and the Hey times Chesed is 1080, and that's the first one. That's the hour. The hour has 1080 parts because of that. However, the remaining portion of every month, the broken Chalokim, is 793, which is 11 times Chesed times 72, plus 1. And he explains here, what does it mean? V'ine vav hei usod hazman. Zman is soid hazman, is vav and hei. And he says why, and I want to make sure that people know. Zman is begimatria, ma and ben. Okay? And we have to understand what it means. But zman is vav and hei. And he says, v'yesh babur zeh b'kol chodesh tafshin tzadik gimel, minyan vav hei peomim chesed. There are 11 times chesed plus 1. And the question is, what does that mean? Why is vav hei zman? And why vav hei times chesed plus 1 is equals the remaining of the month? And the next thing is, we need to understand why every month is unique. I told you there is no repetition of molad. The molad is always a unique trace. You give me any molad, I can tell you what month and what year it was. From molad baharad, which is the first molad, until bias mashiach, every month we have a unique molad. And the question is why? And so that's the second question. And the third question is Rabbeinu Bechai. Rabbeinu Bechai says, Yesh lanu kabola bepasuk ze, pasuk breishis zeva kabola. Now, shel breishis, yotze shem membeis. There is a shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is called the name of 42. And the question is, what's the name of 42? But look what it says. And nizmiyuchas limida sadin. That shem membeis is miyudas limida sadin. Ad beis shel bohu. Until beis shel bohu, from the Torah, the beginning, the 42nd letter of the Breishis is the letter base of Bohu, and that's the Shem Mem base. And then he says the Baharad, which is the first Moilad, also, if you look from the base of Breishis to the Hey of, to the Reish of Vayomer, to the Dalet of Vayavdel, there are 42 letters in between, and Michael even counted it. So the question is, what does that mean? Why to the first base, the 42nd letter of the Torah, is the letter base of Bohu? And that's because the Shem Mem base is the one that creates the world. That's with the Sadin. What does that mean? And why Baharad, which is the primordial Moilad, is that idea of 42 letters in between. Now, which means that what is the Moilad Baharad? The Moilad Baharad is, as we spoke, a constructed Moilad. It's not a historical event. It's a constructed Moilad. And now you could look at the Groh. The Groh says the first Moilad was on a Friday. That's when all the Marishon was created. But since we lost a year in the Mabul, because on that year there was no Moilad, and there is no, the stars and the moon and the planets did not move, meaning the astronomical phenomenon stopped. That's why we had to catch up for an extra year. But that's only telling you, not that it, you're making up a year, because Chazon Ish already asks, making up a year, what happens if the Meoris did work on that time? So then it's not Baharad. No, but the idea is the Rav or the Groh is saying that you cannot count from Adam HaRishon, because just it's impossible to know exactly what happened. So therefore, instead, we use a Moilad Baharad. The Moilad Baharad, which is this constructed Moilad a year before Adam, that Baharad is not just by chance. It is mentioned in the Psukim. Beis, Hey, what was a Monday, 5 hours, 204 halakim. So, number one, why is it so fundamental to have this Moilad Baharad that is mentioned in the beginning of Torah, and why 42 letters in between? Those are the questions from last week that we're going to answer this week. But this week, let's focus on something else. As we know, we always start with halacha, something in Londus, and then connect it to Machshava. The Gemara says like this in the Dorim, the Flamed Vav Amud Beis. The field of B'makom Shlenut L'mschar, if a person makes a neder not to give hano, not to give any pleasure or any benefit to somebody. The question is, says the Mishnah, even to be a teacher, even in a place where teachers are paid, ala mikra, that you, if you can get paid for teaching Chumash, shori le mishkal, you're allowed to get paid to teach Chumash. But ala medrash lo shori, but you're not allowed to get paid to teach medrash. The Gemara says, when you are paid to, if somebody is a teacher of Mishnah, a teacher of Tosha Baal Peh, the only payment that he gets is a schar batola. He's only getting paid for not doing anything else. But he cannot get paid to teach. And the Gemara says, Mishna medrash doloi. Why isn't he allowed to get paid for medrash? The Gemara said, Dichsiv, oi sitziv Hashem, ba'il lamed eschem, uksiv lamed eschem, kukim mishpotim. It says, Kasher Tzivani Hashem. Moshe says, I taught like Hashem did. The same way Moshe Rabbeinu said, I give you, I taught you, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me, without getting paid, Atem Nami Bechinam. So you have to teach also Bechinam. So it's Exeras HaKos, so Mani Bechinam Atem Bechinam. And that's why, if somebody makes a net that you won't get benefit to somebody, he's allowed to teach him Mishnah. Why is he allowed him to teach Mishnah? Very simple, because anyway, there's no money value on it, because teaching Mishnah, you don't get paid for it. But Freddy Gemara, but Mikra Nami Bechinam, why are you allowed to teach Chumash and get paid to teach Chumash? So Machloikis, Rav Omar Schar Shimur, Rav says, no. When you teach Chumash, the reason why a teacher is allowed to get paid is because he's watching the children. Rabbi Yechon Omar Schar Pisuk Teomim. And he says, Rabbi Yechon says, you get paid when you teach Chumash, not for the teaching of Chumash, but for the teaching of the trop. In other words, if you get a bar mitzvah teacher, you're allowed to pay him. Because the schar pisuk teomim, the trop, you could get paid for. Freddy Gemara, the man de Omer schar, shimur, my tamul Omer schar pisuk teomim, according to the man de Omer that says that when the teacher gets paid for Chumash, he only gets paid for watching the children, why can't he get paid for trop? Kasovar pisuk teomim deraisa, because he holds that pisuk teomim, trop, is also part of teaching Chumash. The same way you're not allowed to get paid to teach Chumash, you're not allowed to get paid to teach trop. So the machloik is here, what is trop? Is trop deraisa or trop not deraisa? So Rav, who holds that you cannot get paid to teach trop, holds is the riser. Why do Maravika Barav in Marbchanan or Marav? The same Rav says, "My dichsi vayikru b'sever Torah solikim mefurash mesum sechel vayavino b'mikra." It says in the pasuk in Ezra they read sever Torah explained with sechel. Vayikru b'sever Torah solikim z'mikra mefurash targum mesum sechel. They put understanding, they put knowledge, they put Seichel into Psukim is Psukim, divided Psukim, Vayavino Bamikra, to understand the Pasuk, says in Ezra, the Pisuk Teomim. Those are the trop. Trop is the understanding of the Psukim. So it comes out, is the trop deraisa a part of Torah or not? Machloik is lichoira. Rav Rabbi Yochanan. And the Rosh says Neferush. Schar Pisuk Teomim, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you're allowed to get paid for drop. Lenagen Hamim Groes Kilchosin, to sing and to say the Psukim with the drop. Velav Deraisa. So he holds, Rabbi Yochanan holds, he's not Deraisa. And therefore, you're allowed to get paid for it. Midoraisa, there's no such a thing as drop. Says the Magid Giboyim in Shulchan Aruch in Simasav Echalef. Ivra Kidovar Chochma Chidesh Rav Baze. He quotes, and he says, the Ramah says something very interesting. The Rashai Lassim Beposuk Teomim. If you know that you're not allowed to go ahead and to stop psukim differently than they are. The Kol Posku de Lopaska Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu divided the psukim. We cannot divide the psukim differently. But he says, Rashai lafsik be pisuk teomim. But if there is a psik in the trop, there are many, what you call that, some kinds of trop, the trop, what it does, it creates an interruption. It creates a psik. It's like a comma. Then you're allowed to stop. Because the idea of the trop is also and therefore if the trop creates some kind of a hefsek, creates some kind of a stop, it creates some kind of an interruption, you're allowed to stop at that moment. So that doesn't make any sense. Why be shas the door mamri and the sovas khar shim or biuchel sovas khar pisutom the gmosh just saw? Vekoma sham, le mandaras khar shim, atavolomas khar pisutomi, kasovas khar pisutomi the raisahu. Upirshu, came at the middle raisahu, since the pisutom is the raisa, also it was hard and allowed to get paid for it. Well, if he says, so says, if that's the idea, let it down the camel and Rabbi Yochanan, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, that you're allowed to get paid to teach trop. If somebody is a teacher of bar mitzvah, you're allowed to get paid to teach trop. So if you're allowed to get paid, it must be the pik suk teomim, that the trop is not the raisa. With the shy little pik suk teomim, which of course Aram and Ram says beferush, in Perek Vav Medorim Shulchan Aruch also says that. In Ken al Kocha the Pisuk Tamil of the Raisa. So according to the Cheshbon we just said, if you're allowed to get paid to teach trop, it must be that the trop is not the Raisa. We can cosma to see Shon in Behedia, we just saw in the Rosh. The law shaykh by the Khidim Ken Nisam Kolabinian. If that's the case, you're not allowed to use it to, if you want to go ahead and to cut a posuk when there is a psik, when there is some kind of a snachta, there is a trop that creates a hefsek, and you want to stop it, you can't, because trop is only the rabbanon. Says the Mogid Giborim, Omnam be'emes chas v'sholom, remarken. Chas v'sholom to say the trop is the rabbanon, the trop is not aloch l'meshem isinai. There is the shina ve'avinu b'mikra, that's a posuk. The understanding of posuk is a derivative of the trop. Kimivua shabu megillah, ve'echev shashi eguf pisuk tam me the rabbanon, good tam is only the rabbanon? If it's the Rabbanan, who was Messiah said? Now, some Rishonim do say that the Rabbanan and Ezra was Messiah in the Pisuk Teomim. But Makir Gibor says it's mashma from all the Gemara that's Aloch HaLamashim is Sinai. So how can the Gemara say, is a machloik is Rabbi Yochanan Rav to Amoroim, if Trop is the rice or not, is mashma from the Gemara and from the Pesukim that this is the understanding of the Pesuk. ומי יסוד הביטיק, והיה אם יתשובה סרדווס, או יקור סרדווס, בהדיה שמיס, שבחדש, שהקודש בו, שמוסר הקודש בו, הוא למויש הנקודס והתאומים, כי שרתו ירש בלפה. He says, no, תאומים is for sure the riser. And is this, the trop is הלוכה למויש, מסינה, like every part of תאירש בלפה ודה אורו תורה. ורק דרב ורבי יוחד בליגי מחיוב לימוד הפיסוק תאומי ומהתוירו דלו. The machloik is between them, not the pisuk tomim is the riser, for sure is the riser. The machloik is, do you have to teach trop? Is trop a chelik of Talmud Torah? That's Rabbi Yochanan holds only with Rabbanan. But clearly, trop exists, and mina Torah. Ubazeh kamera dinu chayim elaseh pisuk tomim, the riser you don't have to learn trop. So Yehoiz, you could be yoitzeh Talmud Torah without knowing the trop. Ukmo shara Torah. Therefore, if you, the trop could be used for you to stop and interrupt reading any place you want. And therefore, you're allowed to. So says the Magen Geboirim, trop is for sure the riser. The machloik is Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Are you allowed to get paid to teach trop? Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, you don't have a chiyuv to learn trop. But trop is a chelek of Torah. And the question is, what does that mean? First of all, why is it a chelik of Torah? If it's a chelik of Torah, why aren't you mechuyev to learn it? Let's look at the Radvaz. By the way, this Radvaz we're going to see is a fascinating Radvaz. And I'm going to go into basically a big part of the tshuva. It says like this, Radvaz. Shalta mimen yudeachat batilam en kuit manikudat b'sever Torah. He asks, somebody asks him the simple question. Why isn't the Torah punctuated? I always, when I was a kid, said, this is so funny, Hebrew. Why there's no punctuation in the Gemara? So I thought maybe punctuation is a modern development. Some people do say that, meaning the Rebbe Bachur says it must be a modern development because why doesn't Torah have Teomim? So they asked this they ask the Radvaz. Why there are no Nekudas and there's no Trop in the Sefer Torah? Kiman Shakol, Nosom Shadabin Misinai, Vigama Tianime Yurim Shikhtovu, meaning should have been Trop and punctuation in the Torah. To allow, why do we make our lives so difficult? That's not written the Nekudas. You have no punctuation and no trop. So he explains tshuva. Says Radvaz, this is a fundamental Radvaz. Your question is depend upon what the Malochim asked Moshe Rabbeinu in Shamayim. Hamayla, kishola Moshe Rabbeinu likabel satoira. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shamayim to get the Torah, Omru Malachi Ashor, Ez Mali Lo Shabeinu, the Malachim said, why is a human here? What is a human doing with us here? Omru L'Makudosh Baruch Hu Lekabel Torah Bo. So the Gemara, the Kudosh Baruch Hu says, Yehu Mekabel Torah, and the Malachim says, Now it's Chol Shamayim. Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Malachim, Maxim, are you on the Torah? What does the Torah write? Lo Tirzach, Lo Tinav, he says, you shouldn't steal, you shouldn't commit adultery. Ritzicha Yesh Beneichem, Nichu Yesh Beneichem, do you have such a thing as Ritzicha? Do you have such a thing as Niyuf? Torah La Malachim, why do you need the Torah? The Malachim agreed. So the Malachim wanted the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Malachim, you know something? The Torah gives you mitzvahs, which are practical mitzvahs. You can't do it. It's not related to angels. V'yesh lehakshis asks the Radvaz the simple question. V'chem Malachim lo yidim atshuva zu, meaning this is such a gewalt kechidush. The Malachim understood that. That the Torah talks about physical things, mundane things. The Malachim read the Torah in a different type of reading. They take the letters, like the Ramban says in the beginning of Bereishis, and the number of letters is the same, but they scramble it differently. They have a different version of the Torah, the same letters, and therefore, in their version, there is no physicality whatsoever. The old names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Torah has no story and no physical mitzvahs. The Torah names of Hashem. And therefore, the Torah told us the following. The Torah are letters, and the letters are names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to humans the ability to punctuate and to read with a trop, to create human words, to humanize Torah. What the trop and the nekudas do? They create words which relate to humans. That's called the physical reading of Torah. Betuma v'tayra v'isur v'heter u'poter v'chiyuv. And he says, that's the idea. The Malachim knew that there is a physical reading. But humans turned the Torah physical. You realize the Torah without punctuation and without teamim, because the trop allows you to put the story. It's like this is the kudas are the vocalization. You create vowels. The punctuation, commas, periods we don't have. The trop does that. Through melody, we create a pace and we connect the words into sentences. So the idea is the following. The Torah as the Sefer Torah can be read in many ways. And that reading, the Malachim read it differently than we do. What we allow us to and punctuate with Teomim, that's human and that's Torah Shebal Peh. And that's why he says, "Uviachav sheyadata zeh." Now the question is not—it's not bad. Kitziva kili soshik for the Torah below nekudas v'teomim. That's why the Torah doesn't have punctuation and doesn't have vocalization vowels. Kasheoy se beom nehito is borak kedish yubash tei kriyas to allow two types of readings. What the vocalization? Meaning the vowels. And what the punctuation does is to turn the Torah into human story and physical idea. As it's written, is the same Sefer Torah that we have and the Malachim have. What the Malachim Lochin vowel F, the trop, the punctuation that we have. Human see human mitzvahs. Says the Radvaz, it is not a chelik of the Sefer Torah. And if you want, I recommend anybody to read on your own, and he explains that this is the greatness of Torah. Mashematzati kos magilin. Then it says in the next paragraph, Lechem el shuvah dati shmur dakim nisha nikudu tzur on neshom al oisius. Says the Radvaz, I found in one rishon, I don't remember who, it's the idea of Kabbalah, that the vocalization, the vowels, it's tzura v'neshoma la'oisius. That's the neshoma of the oisius. Lefichach lo nasa sefer Torah nokud. That's why sefer Torah doesn't have vowels. Shukol kol apnim v'chol adrochem amuki v'chol adrochem v'chol ois yois ponim lifnim ipnim. Because they have deeper neshomas. In other words, the Torah is the kli. And we vest on the Shoma to it. The humans do one way, somebody else does in a different way. And there are multiple forms of doing it. And therefore the Sefer Torah cannot have it. Okay? So says the Radvaz, clearly the Nekudas and the Teomim Lalocha Lemoshe Misinai. The idea is the vowels you have to teach children and Zachiv Min HaTorah. The idea of how to punctuate, that is vayavinu b'mikra, is something of understanding. Understanding, once you read it, the understanding becomes almost automatic. And that's why there's no chiyuv. But the, clearly, te'amim and the nekudas are the raisa. So the question is, now we understand from the Radvaz the following. The Sefer Torah in these letters has multiple meanings, has multiple forms. The humans were given the ability to give form, to give meaning through nekudas, through vowels, and through punctuation with the teomim. And that's the rights of the Saloch Lemoshe Misinai. And on that, nobody argues. The question is, why is that interesting, right? The vowels we vocalize with vowels. But why in the world the punctuation is done through melody? It's so funny. In English, right? You could have prose, you have poetry, you have various forms of how to punctuate. Our punctuation of the Sefer Torah is through melody. And the question is why? What is the pshat, the kudos and teomim, and why teomim is called is melodies? And one more question that we need to ask ourselves. Why trop is called teamim? Teamim sounds like taste, loshon tam. Right? The teamim, the trob is called the teamim. What does it mean, the teamim, to be taste? So, let's go again. So the questions are, number one, if humans give form, give meaning to the Sefer Torah through vocalization and through punctuation, why is the punctuation a melody? Why is it called teamim? And understanding, why don't we have midoraisa to teach children? And this is Torah Shebaal Peh. And the question is, how does this relate to really to Torah Shebaal Peh? Okay, so those are the questions on the first issue. Let's continue a little bit. Because says the Gemara, let me first quote you Rabbi Yoshi Be'er. Rabbi Yoshi Be'er says in Har Kedem the following idea. We know that the minag is that when we read Aseres Hadibros, we stand up. So he asks the famous question, how can you stand up? They ask the Rambam, are you allowed to stand up for Aseres Hadibros? And the Rambam in the Tshuva says, absolutely not. Why? Because you can't differentiate. Aseres Hadibros is a chelek of Torah. Even achois loitan timna, meaning at the most simple, meaningless pasuk, he believes in the words of Hashem. We can't differentiate. So the Rambam says, the minim, the people, the Christians, they gave special value to the Decalogue. They gave a special value to the Aseres Hadibros, and therefore, they made a differentiation. That's Darche Aminus. We as Jews are not allowed to differentiate, and therefore we cannot stand up. But the Minhag Klal Yisrael is, even though the Rambam was so categorical on this, we still stand up. Why is that? So says Rabbi Yoshua in despair, V'nira levar that namina glikra aseres adibros betam elyon. We realize that the trop of aseres adibros is different than the trop of Parshas Veshanan. When you read the trop, there is such a thing called the tam atachtoin, there is the lower tam, and there is the higher tam. The tam elyon, he is lobet v'biura chiluk, explains him, which v'biura locha explains the same idea. Tam el tamachtachto with the tamachtachto v'chalek tzedu lipsukim. The tamachtachto we read the aseres adibros divided by psukim. Kmo shem batera. V'aderech hatamish b'chotera is the same trope as kol atera kula. Aval tam elion inichalkem lipsukim ela ledibros. Tam elion we divide the aseres adibros differently. I told you because the trope is the punctuation. Tama Elyon punctuates the Aseres Adibros, not as Psukim, but as Dibros. Therefore, if you look at the Tama Elyon, many Psukim make only one Posuk. Anoichi velo yelecho is one Posuk, because the Dibur Echa Nemru. And he says, Kiyle makol Posukecha, kwa mikro is Zocher is Yema Shabbos. Zocher is Yema Shabbos. All these five psukim is one posuk only, because there was one dibra only. Umeida gama posuk lo tirzach. Lo tinav, shu posuk ema Torah, and therefore the posuk lo tirzach lo tinav, which is one posuk in the Chumash, and the trop is only one soif posuk. In the Aseres Adibros, there are five psukim lo tirzach, and therefore the Dafkimina says the Biralocha, you also have to do it dagush dgusha is tirzach. When you read in the Chumash, is tirzach with a sof. It's a tof in Dibros because each two words is a posuk b'fnei atzmoi. Mehem she'arba Dibros. The Tamla says he explains very simple because the psukim when you read midin Torah. Midin Torah, you read with Tamatachtoin, and every posuk is a posuk independently. However, when you read with Tama Elyon, you are reenacting Matan Torah. So you're not reading it mitzad psukim, you're reading it mitzad dibris. And therefore, we divide the psukim differently, and the punctuation is different. It's called Tama Elyon. That's what he says. The reason we stand for Aseres Adibros is for a different reason. Because we're not reading it mitzad Kriyas HaTorah. We are reenacting Matan Torah. The Kmoshas on the source was added. The reason we stand up is not because we give more respect to Aseres Adibros. Since we are reenacting Matan Torah, in Matan Torah everybody stood. And therefore, as oim di Aseres Adibros. So when you read Betama Elyon, you're allowed to stand up. That's why the Rambam has no problem. What the Rambam is saying that you're not allowed to stand up is if you read the Psukim Betama Tachdoin. But if you read the Betama Elyon, is reenactment of Talmud Torah, of Matan Torah, and you're allowed to stand up for them. By the way, that makes a big difference. This year, I went to, when you go to listen to Mishneh Torah, Lesir Shana Rabbanit, when they read Parshas Veshanan, can you stand up for Aseres Adibros? And the answer is absolutely not, because you can't differentiate. If you read Betama Elyon, which is Shavuos, whenever you read Betama Elyon, you're allowed to stand up, because then you're reenacting Matan Torah. So look at this, something amazing, right? The Teomim, the trop, there are two differences. Because you could punctuate differently. There is something called the Tam Ha'elyoin and something called the Tam Ha'tachdoin. And that's only true by the trop. The vocalization is a derivative of the trop. That's what the Meir Halacha says. You vocalize it differently, if it's a comma to a posach, as a derivative of the trop. So it comes out that the trop, there is a multiplicity of trops. There is Tamatachtum and Tama Elyon. Why Matan Torah? If you give Mitzas Matan Torah, the trop changes. Why can't you say Makudosh Baruch Hu gave Aseres Adibros in the same trop, in the same form of the Chumash? Why between what we have in the Chumash and what was said by Makudosh Baruch Hu by Matan Torah, the trop changed? Why is the trop something which is so volatile, is something which is changing? Why does the trop change, specifically the trop? That's question number two. And I want to present you a third question.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
says the Gemara in Neir Vindav Chofala from Udbeis, or of Amununa Maidichsi Vaidab Shloshet Alafim Mashal. It says the Shlomo Melech said 3,000 parables. Vayishiro Chamisha Ve'elef. And his songs, his music, was 1,005. Melamed says the Gemara, Shomar Shlomo Kodom Vedomar Shlomo Shloshet Alafim Mashal. He actually, for every word, every idea of Torah, he has 3,000 parables. Every divrei chachomim, he had chamisha ve'elef te'amim. He had 1,005 te'amim. What does it mean? That he had, so the Posh Pshat you learn, that he had 3,000 parables for Torah, and 1,005 te'amim, reasons, like tamei hamitzvahs for divrei derabbanan. That's the Posh Pshat in the Gemara. The Marsho says not like that. He says, the pirush mila teomim, lav hainu tamainian. It's not reason, not yet reasons. Elo pisuk teomim. Shlomo Melech was givaldic because he had a trope to divrei chazal. He goes in zarka vesegu, shishlanu shaya, shiyesh lanu hayal shloimoi, hei velef pisuk teomim. He had, we have the number of tropes. He had 1,005 types of trope. The iron with the kino is some shiroi. That's it's called music because those are his musical notes. The pisuk teomim lifiat nuah shel pisuk umam meshir because the way how we punctuate is through melody. Ubenedore muach shem minatoira and teomim and the trope is minatoira. Dichsima yavinu b'mikra. With the Komar Nami Besomuch, and the Gemara says in the Dorim right afterwards, the Agmar Besimei Teomim, that he taught people trop. Hainu Name the Pisuk Teomim, the Kolioch, the Gabi Divri Soifim Rivusa, and that's why even Bidivri Soifim, even in the Gemara, Hayalo Pisuk Teomim, he had trop in the Gemara, and that's the Chiddush of Shloimeh. So this is unbelievable, right? The Chochma of Shlomo is that he had some kind of a nigun, a melody of Pisuk Teomim, but he didn't have the ones that we have. He actually had 1,005. And more important, not only in Torah, even on Torah Shebaal Peh. What does this mean? So just to summarize the questions, we have something called Trop is Aloch HaLemeshem Yisinai. And this is how we punctuate. We create sentences through trope. The question is, why do we do through melody? Why not through prose or through poetry? It's through melody. Why through melody? Number one. Number two, why is it called teamim? It should have called something else called sukkum nigunim. It should go shiroi. We see by Shlomo Melech called shiroi. Why is it called teamim? Teamim means reasons. Tama mitzvahs. Number two. Number three, why you don't have to teach children that, right? That's why in the Raisa we pass is only the Rabbanim do that. Why? Then we have to understand also why my Matan Torah, the trop changed. Why did the trop change? Why can't you use the same trop? The punctuation, the vocalization didn't change. The words didn't change. Why did the trop change? According to Rabbi Yoshebeir, to the point that for us to reenact Matan Torah, we change the trope. And the number three, Shlomo Melech's Chochma is that he had 1,005 types of trope. But not only that, he had this even on Divrei Chachomim. One second, he was a very music savvy. Maybe he was a musician, but that's the Chochma Shlomo. Why is this related to the Chochma Shlomo? To explain all of this and to explain Barad, we are going to learn the Aderes Eliyahu. And I think that this is a fantastic Aderes Eliyahu. And we're going to learn the Aderes Eliyahu, how the Talmidei Hagro explained. Rabbi Yitzchok Eisenhower and Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner in Nefesh HaChaim. Says the Gro in Aderes Eliyahu. And I think this is such a fundamental idea, and this is something called the Soda Tanta. Tanta is Teamim, Nekudot, Tagim, and Utiot. We know that in Chazal there is the Soida Tanta, and Tanta is Tes, Nun, Taf, Aleph. Teamim, Nekudot, Tagim, and Utiot. Explains the Gro. Pirus meiste Bereshis dal Dasaremes. Bereshis, die Adua Shah Odom Oilam Kotten. Odom is a microcosmos. Ve Kol Ramsboy. Everything is in Odom. Beishel Bereshis, Kimai Rosalomar, Bereshis means with Bereshis. Bora Hakoil. And explains the Gro Elohim, Lamed Beis Nesivu, Shebo Iksiv Lamed Beis Elohim, Parshas Bereshis. There are 32 times it says the word Elohim. Kmo Sheomru, B'sefer Yetzirah, like B'sefer Yetzirah says, B'lamed Beis Nesivu is Chochma, Kudosh Baruch Hu created the world in 32 paths of wisdom. And that's why specifically the word Elohim is repeated 32 times. What does this all mean? So the Beir Yitzchok, which Rabbi Yitzchok Isaac's Chover interpretation on the Deres Elio says the following. Cloudy Rabbeinu Klal, Lichlor Kol Maise Breish Vashivuor Bemechol Anivroim, to tell you all the Maise Breishes, Hakol Bodom, you could see the world is anthropocentric. Not because the world revolves around us, no. Because we are a microcosmos of the world. If you want to understand the universe, you have to understand yourself. We are a direct, perfect parallel of the universe. V'alav nema v'ivra Elohim et Adam b'tzalmoi. What's Tzelem Elohim? Tzelem Elohim is in the dmus, in the Tzelem of Elohim. Tzelem v'tfuz l'chol protein v'rem, because we are exactly the figure and we are the representation of all the Bria. Miruma Milo Zamagueta Torah, from the highest to the lowest. Shelachen Nidla Torah Vabchir of Nisabiot Kolabria Bichlal Frat. The reason why we control the Bria and the Torah was given to us, because the world was created in the image of Adam. So the image of Adam means B'Tselem is in our form. The world is our form. It's not that the world revolves around us, that we control the world. The world is a reflection of the human, and the human is the direct reflection of the universe. Therefore, all the Bria, the Asorah Mamoros, you could see in yourself. Who showed us his might and his power in creation. He says, because Adam is the center of the universe, anthropocentric, and therefore Kudosh Baruch Hu made us exactly a reflection of the world. Elohim, what does Elohim mean? Elohim means powers. Elohim are the powers of God as they emanate. The power of the earth. Elohim is the concentration of our powers. We know Shulchan Aruch says Elohim is Baal HaKoyches Kulam. God is the master of all powers. Shehu Kolel Kol HaKochot. The Shem Elohim includes all the powers and the energy of the universe. And that's why we, what we are, the Nefesh HaChaim says, we're not Tzelem Hashem. We are in the form of Elohim. Because Elohim is God's emanation and powers to the world. We have the power of control to the world. But not only that, the same powers that were given to the universe were given to Adam. Because it's a parallel. Elohim who saw it in Adam. If the word in, if, and the word Adam is Begimatra Elohim. You know the power of Adam is? Number one, the im. You know what the im means? Im means if. Because we have the ability to decide what to do. If to do and if not to do. What makes us powerful is the ability to control. I just saw one amazing idea, right? Love is giving the power for somebody to hurt you and trusting that he won't hurt you. The love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the word im. That he gave us the choice of maybe do it and maybe not do it. But it's also Adam. Im and Adam is the Gematria Elohim, is 86. The Adam u Mem Hei. Adam is the Gematria Mem Hei, right? 45. Aleph Dalet is 5, and Mem is 40. Those are the Zine Nehoira Dispalik Be'en Alma. These are the rays of light that was created the world. Now, what does that mean? Look at the Gro explains. What does the 45 stand for? Lamed Beis Nesivos. Those are the 32 Elohims. There are 32 Elohims in the Bria. right? Which are the 32 paths of wisdom. What are the 32 paths of wisdom? Chof Beis Oisyos V'Yud Nekudas. Those are the 22 letters and the 10 vocal points. The Nekudas are 10 and the letters are 22. That's 32. V'Yud Gimel Teamim. And the trop, they are basically, even though there are many more, but the basic foundational trops, the foundational musical notes are 13. 13 plus 32 is 45. And that's besoideran, that's nefesh, ruach, and neshoma, she'od mischalik l'shoy shadargin. We have three madregas. What are the three madregas? Oisyos, 22, nekudas, 10, 13 teomim, all together, 45, which is keneged the nefesh, ruach, and neshoma. And that's called Rosh, Beten, Gvia. Even in the human body, you have the intellect, you have the stomach, right? Our intestines and our digestive. And we have also the body, the construction. And those are the three. And the question, what does that mean? So says the Gro, Mem Hei is three things, right? It's Oisius, the letters, and the Nekudas, which makes it altogether 32. Those are connected, the 32 paths of wisdom that the world was created. But with the world was created with 32, which is the Elohim. Adam was created with 13 more, which are the 13 notes of trop. The 13 basic, those are the 13 punctuations of trop. They are all the incantations, but they're divided into 13 basic categories. What does that mean, right? But let's continue. The Omar bore Elohim lo beis nesivos. That's why God created 32 paths. What are the 32 paths of wisdom that says Elohim 32 times in my separations? Chof beis yoisis v'yud nekudas. The 22 letters and the 10 vocal points. Umen is chalkus achochm redrochem letzir olomas. And this is the whole world. The world is the letters and the Nekudas. V'chulam nichlolim b'Briya Sa'odam. And that's B'Briya Sa'odam, but Adam has more than the B'Briya, which is called the Teamim. What does that mean, right? But let's continue a little bit more. Vayomer, Eser Amiran, says the Gros, Eser Sfiran Shem and Beis. The world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created 32 Elohims, and the 10 times the word Vayomer. All together is 42. Lamed Beit Shvilim, 32 paths, and 10 amiris. Chof beis oisyos ve'eser nikudim. The 32 is made out of 22 Hebrew letters and the 10 nikudas. Oisyos are nefesh and nikudis aruach. Says the girl like this. If you want to know the nefesh, ruach, and the shama, the nefesh of the world are the oisyos, and the ruach of the world are the nikudas. Vehem lamed beis, ubahem tiamim, and then on top of them you have the trop, and the trop is the neshama, sheman egoism, because you create sentences, you give them direction. Ve'uyudamirim, and that's the shemen base, the base at bohu. That's why there are 32 letters until the base of bohu. The 42 is 22 letters, 10 nekudas, and 10 tiamim. Only 10, in the world is 10. Adam has not 10. How many does he have? 13. You have to understand what it means. It explains the... I'm just seeing what you're asking. Why ignore? Okay, we'll see in a second. Okay, but let's go a little bit. Fayomer says, the Shem and base is the world of creation. Umar Pasha's Bereshit that base shall bow until the base of bow the 42 letters. The Sod Lamed base Nesivos V'Yud Mamores. The 42 is 32 paths and 10 mamores. The Anush Lamed Ben Nesivos Im Chav base Oisis V'Yud Nekudas. Chav base Oisis V'Yud Nekudas is the Lamed base V'Yud Mamores and Tamim Shemehmes Gimel. The Tamim, the trop is 10, but I just told you that by Adam is really 13. Aval nichlol miyud is 10, is 13 included in 10. We have to understand what it means. Besoid yugimel midah shem nichlol miyud, lachem soid shem em beis. Okay, okay, shenach shu befrotus, a yugimel hem em hei. So therefore, if you count teamim as 10, is the shem em beis of Briyas Olam, Adam, which is the ma, is the 13. Okay? And the question is, what does that mean? What does this all mean? Rabbi said, this is the soid of Chazal. The world was created and the world is meaningless. We verbalize, humans are the ruach memalala. We are the speaking beings. We are the ones who give a narrative. We verbalize the world. We give expression to the world. The expression of the world of existence are something called the oisius, the letters which represent what the world is. And that's called the nefesh. And the ruach is how we vocalize, how we give life to it. That's why it's called ruach. Those two define what things are. But for us to connect to above, to create sentences, to create a path, that's done through the tamim. And that's called the neshama. The reality is defined, is verbalized in 32 paths. 22 paths of letters, and to vocalize, to be able to allow them to be expressed, to give them expression, are the 10 nekudas. Those are the 30, and that's what the Elohim is all about. But on that, we connect, we give a direction, create a path, and that's called the tamim. What do the tamim do? They construct sentences, they put things together, they create a string, they create a story, and that's why it's called tamim. Look at what Nefesh HaChaim explains. And this is a fabulous Nefesh HaChaim. Kiyadua says, by the way, look at the Tikkun HaZohar. Tikkun HaZohar says, the timing inu nishmosin. Timing are the neshama. Nekudim, the nekudis is the ruach. The asva nefesh. Nefesh, ruach of neshama of the word is, tamim is the neshama. The nekudis are the ruach. And the oysters are the nefesh. Then everything connects together. Osvo misnagit batzon nekudei. The letters are driven by the nekudas, and the nekudas are driven by the tamim. Ki gavoa me'al gavoa shomer. What is the highest form? Are the tamim? Are the nigunim? And he says beferush ki yadua shenefesh odo bichol lichloi mishloi shaproti ve'neran. We know the neshama is divided into nefesh, ruach, and neshama. Shem atzma mchinas ma'ase dibur and machshava. The nefesh is ma'ase, the ruach is dibur. And the same thing in every word. The oisius are called the maise, the reality. Bechinas maise, ki mitzias oisius gerida b'lo nekud, ziyefshu shiyo, ala bechinas maise, haynu maise aksiva, kmo shim ksuvim besever tuer b'lo nekudis. The maise, the stuff, as it is nekudis. Oisius. Those oisius are the way how the world was created. Ki bidibur yefshu lo tzivya peri b'lo ditzivra nekudis alem. But for you to be able to verbalize, for all them to give meaning to it, to be able to express it. Expression comes through Nekudas. Reality is defined through Oisius. Expression is defined through Nekudas. You can't speak without it. That's why the Oisius are called Nefesh. It's the reality. If you look at the world, right? The world as it is was created with Oisius. For us to verbalize what it is, for us to express the world, is done through nekudas. And those are the nekudas, and those are the 32 paths of wisdom. That's how we define and how we verbalize the world. But for us to connect into a story, to connect the world into a path, that's done through the tamim. The tamim constructs sentences. They are the punctuation. They are the ways to connect. Rabbi Isai, this is our journey in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The world of the Shem Membeis is the Shem Hamasoes. You realize that when the Jews traveled from the Midbar to Eretz Israel, there were 42 stops in our path. Because 42 represents that how the world was created and separated from God. That's why there are 42 letters until the letter base in Bereshit. Because the beginning of base, the beginning of separation, of this duality, this dichotomy, there are 42 steps. Our avoida is to reconnect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the world. And those are done through the 42 paths of wisdom. The oisyas are for us to recognize what things are. The nekudas are to express. And the teamim is to connect. And therefore, teamim change. The higher form of connection, the different teamim you have. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us by Matan Torah. By Matan Torah, by Aseres HaDibros, they said, if you want to experience Aseres HaDibros differently, the oisyas and the nekudas are the same. But the teamim will change. Because teamim is the neshama which connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi said, you know it's called teamim? Because the world, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated the world, he created a distance. And that distance is expressed, you know where is it expressed? It's expressed by the Tam Ha'etz and Tam Ha'pri. The Etz and the Pri, the source and the result, they got separated. How did they get separated? Because Tam Ha'etz and Tam Ha'pri are not the same. We have to give taste to the world, to understand what its essence is. What gives that are the trop, which are the sentences connecting the words to a meaning, and that meaning changes. And that's how the tamim, that Shlomo Melech was givaldic, because he was able to have not the ten tamim, but to create a path which is much bigger. And therefore we teach children. We don't teach children minatoira tamim. You know why? Because the oisyas and the nekudas are the same to everybody. The teamim is different. The teamim depends on your madrega. The teamim change and are experienced differently. Rabbi said, that's why the teamim are a melody. They're not something rational. It's an expression. It's a feeling. It's almost like a Ruach HaKodesh. It is harmony. Because it's bringing harmony. It's giving taste to the world. This is what the teamim are all about. Rabbi said, look at the world, how givaldic it is. The first beginning of separation is the base, which is 42. Says the Rabbeinu Bechaye, that separation, where did that separation start? At the Moilad. What is the Moilad? That the moon and the sun start their journey. That now this moon is going to reflect the light of the sun in its own orbit. That is the beginning of the Bria. That's the beginning of the journey. That started with Baharad. If you look, it takes from the base to the Dalet. It's the world of separation. The world here, it's the moon that's separate from the sun, and it tries to reflect the avoid of the Moilad. Is that you have to use the Mekada, which is the moon, and we are represented by the moon, to reflect the light of the sun. How do we reflect the light of the sun? Through 42, which is 22 letters, 10 nekudas, and the teamim. That's how we connect. That's how we give taste. Our journey is to connect the 42. Moilad Baharad is the Moilad of the beginning of the journey of the world. You realize our calendar is not counting years. It's counting steps towards that journey. And therefore, every step is unique, because every month is a different reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a different time. It's like Shlomo Melech had a different time on anything he did. It was a different time that was given. The path of 42 is the Moilad, which is the beginning of that journey. Says the Bnei Soschar, you know what's unique about the Moilad? How many hours is 793 broken minutes? That's the broken. That is the what's called the unfinished part of it. He says the Shem Vav and Hey times Chesed plus one. Hey is Hey Hayidia in Hebrew. If you want to define something, you put a Hey, right? It's called the Hey Hayidia. The Hey idea is the definition of them, something. How do you define? You define with oisyas and nekudas, the 32 paths of wisdom. That's the definition of the world. What does the Vav do? The Vav connects, right? The Vav in Hebrew means a hook, and the Vav is called the Vav HaChibur. The Vav is the one how you change past to the future, and the future to the past. It's called the Vav HaChibur. He realized that the Vav in top of a word in the past changes to the future. If you put the Vav in top of the future, it turns to the past. It's called the Vav HaChibur. The Vav is the connection. Those are the Teamim. Those are the Teamim that you connect. So really, the avoid of the month is the Vav and the Hay, and then is the Chesed. That's why you multiply 11 times Chesed. But you know what the Ikar Avoida is to bring the one. The one is taking the Tamim from the Tamim of 10 to the Tamim of 13. 13 is Begimatria Echod. And that's Avoida Sodom. In the world of Malachim, you could connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's the connection of 10, and that's why the world was created with Membeis. Adam is able to take to the Echod. The Echod is the 13 Tamim. That explains everything that we've spoken till now. That's why Baharad, the first Moilad, is the mission of the world. The world is a Moilad. Moilad is that the conjunction, that the sun and the moon separate now themselves, and now the moon is in its own orbit reflecting the sun. That path is a path of 42, because that separation needs to be rectified by Adam. We are, the Gro always says, Bereishis bara Elohim es ha-shamayim. Shamayim is the spiritual meaning, Ves-oretz is the physical. The Vav that connects the two is Adam. Adam connects the 42 with Oisius, Nekudas, and Teamim. And that's what the unique of Adam is, that the Teamim of Adam is not 10, which is connection, but is bringing the Echad. I'm going to explain in a few words, what Safraditz News explains. What's the difference between the 10 and the 13? And here you have sources. Again, it's something that I encourage everyone to see, right? This is the Nefesh HaChaim, and this Sich Yitzchak is the Soda Tanta, to explain what the Teamim do and how they connect, and how they allow the Tam HaEtz and Tam HaPri to be the same. That's the Tikkun HaMembeis. But why is it a music? Why is it a song? Why is punctuation a song? Because it comes above Chochmah. This is called the parts of Atzilus, which is called parts of Arich. Parts of Arich is that cognition of connection of path has to be beyond the rational into the experiential. That connection starts with rational. But I told you, don't teach children because it's a method. It's something that you have to all your life have a bigger and higher taste, but it has to be a music which is not rational but experiential. But you know what? You realize something, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Echad. And that's called something called the parts of Ak, or the Makadmin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed to us only from his Chesedon. We have there the unknown intellect. It's called Reisha Deloi Isyoda. It's called the Radlo. The head that is the unknown. There is an unbelievable understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's not even experiential. It's beyond experiential. It's the concept of unity. That's the concept of fusion. Only Adam can achieve that. And that's the Reisha Deloi Isyoda. The 10 Teamim are the 10 experiential connections. And the world is here. Adam is supposed to take the 10 into 13 to connect them to something to beyond experiential, to the unknown, to the real Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that nobody, that we only know that we don't know. It's called the Reisha, the Lo Yisyoda, is the beginning that we, what we know is that it's unknown. That connection to the unknown of the Ichud is the travel of Adam, and that's the Ma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Im, the Bechira, to achieve the Ma, the essence. The essence is connecting that to 42. We use the world of 42 to jump, to have a leap jump, to something to call a form of transcendence. It's something which transcends the Metzius. Is taking the 10 into 13 to understand of the 10 forms of experience, connecting it to something which is the unknown, which is the Reish HaDolois Yoda. Rabbi Yisai, this is what Adam is all about. The world was our Avoida, is the Tikkun HaBarad. When people talk, we have 5,781 years. It's not a chronological date. We're not counting anything. Those are random numbers, steps in that reconnection of the sun and the moon, using the conjunction to reflect more. How do we achieve that? We realize that that separation of the two is 42, and we are going to reconnect using 22 letters, 10 vocal points, the Nekudas, and animating them with the 10 Teamim. Teamim is giving the taste of the world and realizing that the punctuation is never rational. The punctuation is experiential. That is done through melody. And the Avodas Odom is to realize that as much as we connect, we realize that there is a form of connection beyond our perception, which is called the Resha Delois Yoda, which is the Aleph. And therefore, every month, which is a unique step in the process, I told you, it's never repeatable. If we miss a month, we can never make it up. I told you, the months are unique. If we miss a month, we miss a step, it's over. We can never get it back again, because it's always a new step in the process. We are taking the base Dalet of Barad, which is the Ribui, which is the Bria Soilam, and bringing back to the Aleph. That's what we're doing. Right? The Torah starts with Bereshis, Aseres HaDibros leads to an Aleph, which is the Baharad, going back to the Tikkun HaZman. What's the Tikkun HaZman? The Hey, defining, Vav, connecting, and bringing to the Yehud. Hey is, as I told you, the Nekudas and the Nekudas and the Oisius, which define things, which is the Lamed Beis and Tzivus Chochma. The Vav Tamim, the connection, the experiential connection is 10, that makes it 42, right? And then you have the number 3, which is creating the Yichud. Says the Bnei Yisoskar, that's why the remaining of every month, that's the unique, that's the remaining. What's missing for us to do is 793, which is 11, Hey and Vav times Chesed, and leading to an Aleph, which is the Yichud HaKoel. And this is our life mission. We waste so much time thinking how easy the world is billions of years old because we think it's a chronology. It's not a chronology. We are following a path. The path is the path of Barad. Barad is a path that has 6,000 random numbers. Mashiach will come if we're able to fulfill our mission before that. If we waste numbers, if we waste months, will take longer to achieve that. And that achievement is a Bayom HaWiyeh Hashem Echad Ushmei Echad. That's why Pisuk Teomim, as I told you, Shlomo Melech is known for his Teomim, his Shiru. He didn't have 10, he was able to create 1,005. Even on Divrei Chazal, you need Teomim. That's why they're called Teomim, which is taste. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us that the Tamim is the path of connection. That's why in Aseres HaDibros, which is a different experience, how was it expressed? That the trop was different. The trop is the Tam HaElyon. Davka on the trop, that's the case. And that's why it's called Tamim. And that's why children, you don't teach them. Because the issues and the kudas are the same to everybody. And therefore, it's Torah, you can't get paid for it. But the Tamim, you teach them a method. How you achieve the Tamim is your own. It's very funny that we teach kids in Bar Mitzvah the Tamim. Dafka the trop. You realize the kids learn, how to read, and how to see the oasis when they're young. The Bar Mitzvah is when you teach them trop, because that's what Bar Mitzvah is all about. Bar Mitzvah, it's all about giving trop, giving melody, connecting, creating sentences, connecting words, creating meaning through experience in this world, and that's a Tikkun HaOdom, and that is the Bechira HaOdom.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.